So we then built up this prescription in the machine here, right? So the next thing we do now is we actually need to refine that prescription, because I'm pretty good at this, I'm not brilliant, I'm not absolutely perfect, okay? If you're someone who had no communication, I'd be happy to prescribe on those results, and I would take a little bit more care and attention. If we know that you're going to be able to respond subjectively to me now, then we'll fine-tune it. How do we fine-tune it? Well, let's show you what to do. Let's get my little test chart working up here now. Okay, what we don't use at this stage, we don't use the letters, all right, then? What we actually use is these coloured panels now. So why is the coloured panels important, all right, then? Well, any optical system has aberrations associated with it, all right, then? And the aberration we're keenly looking at here is what's called chromatic aberration. So any optical system works on a specific wavelength of light only, all right, then? And different wavelengths of light get focused differently by the lens. And if you've just got a single lens system, all right, then, just a single lens, that lens will produce chromatic aberrations. So what will happen is that red light is less powerfully focused than the shorter wavelength lights, okay? So red light gets focused over here, and blue light gets focused, lens is here, all right, then. So blue light gets focused closest to the lens, and red light gets furthest away from the lens in a single lens. That's called longitudinal chromatic aberration, all right? Why? Because the wavelengths, a lens will only bend a certain wavelength of light, okay? And it will bend a longer wavelength less well than a shorter wavelength, okay. All right? So the longer wavelength light, which is the red end, okay, gets less powerfully focused, blue end gets more powerfully focused, all right? Okay. Now, what we know is that the red and the green, those specific frequencies of those shots, are separated by half a diopter of focus, right? The red light gets focused here, the green light gets focused, and the difference between those two focuses is the equivalent of one of your half diopter lenses. So what we do is we can now tell where that focus is on the person's eye. All right, then, by asking them on which colour those letters appear to be the clearest. All right, then. So what happens is that if we've got it so that the red light is closest to the back of the eye, then the letters on the red will appear to be clearer. Okay? And the reason for that is because the green is furthest away from the red, from the back of the eye, and consequently the image is fuzzy, okay? And that will fuzz up the black letters. Okay? It's not because the black letters are out of focus, all right? It's the fuzziness produced by the overlap of the out-of-focus light, okay? And the red light is closest to the back of the eye. And what we need to do is we need to have it so it's about balanced, okay? So the red and green light is just straddling it, because that means we've got a quarter of a unit either side, all right? So what we now do is we direct a person to that red and green, and we say, on which colour do you see the letters the clearest, the red or the green? Okay, well, hopefully, because I'm brilliant at this, they'll say, I can't tell any difference. You get new beauty.
All right, then? But often they don't,
okay? Now, generally what happens is, because a younger eye, and you're young in this room, has a predisposition to want to focus, all right, then? And because the red light focuses behind the eye, generally speaking, the eye will say, I want to bring that red light into focus, and bang, it brings it forward. So the predominant condition when you do this test is that the letters on the red are more clear than the letters on the green. Okay. So what we then do is we add a lens to make the eye more relaxed. Okay. So it moves the focus back a bit. Okay. So what we then say is where's the colour clearest on now? And they'll still say the red. What you then do is you flip up some other lenses to try and make the green come clear. All right, then. And hopefully, a half a lens, half a number, half a diopter will bring the green clear. So you then bang the green closest to the eye. You then know that the quarter shift will bring you right where you need to be. Right? We do that on individual eyes. Okay. And what we don't do is, or what I don't do, because this is the newer way of doing it, if you have been to an eye examination, sometimes completely block your eye off, okay, and sometimes completely block the other eye off. And that is probably not a smart thing to do, all right, then, because it's an unnatural way to have your eyes, because normally they work together as a pair. So what I do is, if I'm checking the focus on your right eye, I'll just introduce a little bit of blur in your left eye, just enough so you can't use that eye, in other words, you don't focus with it, but not enough that it suspends the ability of the two eyes to work together. So you've got a natural, relaxed state of focus, right? And that's a really good way of doing it. It's so simple, and it saves a lot of hassle later on, okay? So what we then do is we then work out what's called the sphere power of your eye using this, so it tells us whether you're a bit short or a bit long sighted. So we fine-tune that, and that's easy to do. What we then have to do is, you know, we've talked about that ovality on the back of the eye, your astigmatism. We then need to work out whether we've got that image now, a nice complete circle, or if it's still slightly oval. And we then have some special lenses to do that, okay? So, let's look at this. We'll do a left eye, all right? So, what we'll do is, let's just have a little bit of help here. So, I've got my sphere pass sorted out, and that's on this, that's this big ring over here, all right? What we need now to do is, we talked about this oval that's in the horizontal and the vertical, all right? So, what I did was, I actually landed up with my lens, you can see, there's two little arrows along there, and they're moving, okay. They're moving around. So let's imagine that's lying along the 180 degree. Now, what I now need to do is check whether that's exactly along 180, or 10 degrees either side of it, or 20 degrees either side of it. So what we do is we just clip a little lens in like this. Clunk. All right, then. Nice machine for these ones, right? And you notice now that lens is moving in harmony with the lens beneath it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what we're doing now is it's a mix and match. So what we do is, I'm just trying to explain this one to you. Okay, if I've got the correcting lens exactly correct, okay, my machine here, I've got it spot on, what happens is we'll put it back at the 180, okay, as I give you, present a lens in this direction, and I'll then flip it, you notice now it's gone at 45 degrees the other direction, see that again? So it's got the red's along that direction, and then flip the reds along that direction. Okay. So that's effectively a blurring lens, all right? Now, if it blurs it evenly in both directions, we know that we've got it just, the original lens, in exactly the right position. Now, if when I flip it this direction, you say that's clearer, I've clearly not gone round further enough, right? So I then move around a little bit here, okay? You flip it again. And this time you go, this direction comes up. I went a little bit too far, so I flip, yeah. Move it back a little. And you just slowly bracket. You never get it exactly, okay, it's bracketing it, all right? And so eventually a person says they're evenly blurry. And it's the subjective thing, very subjective indeed at the moment. And this is called the subjective pass of examination. So we're bracketing now, so we've got the right axis, so we know exactly the orientation of that oval, okay? We now have to sort out the degree of the ovality, where we've actually got that as a circle. So what, and then we flip it this way. Click. So what I'm now doing is I'm now presenting power along this direction. Okay? So what I'm doing in this direction, I'm adding a little bit of power, and then I'm subtracting a little bit of power. Okay? So the reds are positive, the reds and the grey and the whites are negative. Okay? So I say, are you better with the first glass or better with the second glass? Now if you need more power, you say I'm clear with the red lens. If you say no, that's a little bit too strong, effectively, again you're bracketing again and you move it up and down. And again, we use this lens here. And then you bracket it, and then you've got that amount of ovality sorted out.